We have to stop using the words of the enemy and stop lying to ourselves and seize the weapons. We are currently under attack. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, the lying press and the lying government relentlessly push this idea that January 6th was a violent insurrection. It was an uprising meant to somehow topple the government. But yet the most embarrassing aspect of this dishonest narrative is that literally nobody has been charged or convicted with using a gun during the events of January 6th. Who launches an uprising or a violent insurrection without guns? But that's what they want you to believe. In fact, of all of the thousands, potentially a million people that were present at January 6th, exactly one protester was ever filmed carrying a gun. That was a man called Luke Robinson. And in the days after the Capitol intrusion, the FBI published a photo of Robinson and listed him as one of their most wanted participants in the insurrection. Well, now we've identified him. Yet to this day, Luke Robinson has never been charged with any crime related to January 6th. Now, to be clear, it shouldn't be a crime to carry a gun peacefully anywhere, including onto our own halls of government. But it's also a fact that dozens of people have been arrested over January 6th, including people whose only crime was standing on some grass near the Capitol or walking through the Capitol like a set of tourists. If these people are being rounded up and being held like prisoners of war, then why not Luke Robinson? The only guy who we know had a gun. But he's not. So why is that? Okay, we don't need to play dumb. We know why. Because Luke Robinson was probably an informant or a Fed, just like Ray Epps probably was. And in fact, photos have now been released that indicate Robinson was even wearing an earpiece on January 6th. This was an op set up by the intelligence apparatus, set up by your government, the corporate crime syndicate. Makaja Jackson knows a lot about this. Makaja is a disabled veteran and the founder of the JFK Report. Makaja was present on January 6th and was arrested despite committing no violence and leaving the Capitol when he was asked to leave. He eventually served 90 days in a halfway house and received 3 years of probation. Last January, Makaja confronted Luke Robinson in Arizona. That encounter he would love to tell us about, and we'd love to hear more about it. To that end, Makaja joins us now. Makaja, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me on, Stu. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So, Luke Robinson, do you concur this guy's obviously a Fed?
Yes. Fed, informant, government, provocateur. Everything adds up to it. You don't have two men from Maricopa County, Phoenix, Arizona, at January 6th, both on the FBI wanted list and taken off. And the fact that is 10 days after the FBI first made their initiated visit to me to be like, hey, we're investigating you. 10 days after that, I met Luke Robinson at a local event. Had no idea who he was, had no idea who was at January 6th. We were doing videos before my initial arrest. We were protesting around Phoenix, doing videos, talking about the mandates and whatnot. I have videos of him doing that with me. I get arrested in May of 2021. He disappears. I didn't think about him. I'm like, why did he disappear? I'm like, I wasn't thinking about it. No, people move on. Things happen, whatever. I get a DM on my Twitter. Later that year, around October, November, like, hey, do you know this guy? I'm like, yeah, I do. That's Luke Robinson. He was at the Capitol and he was removed from the FBI wanted list. So my great friend, Kyle Clifton, true American patriot, he did his deep dive investigation. We were able to find what we could do. And that's how we pretty much confronted him peacefully and respectfully, just asking for answers. Because people like myself and thousands of other Americans are being persecuted, thrown in gulags. Gag orders, not even liberties being taken away and constitutional violations to the top of the key. It's just awful.
Okay, so you confronted Luke. Where did you confront him?
Public area north and around North Phoenix, right off the 101. My buddy found out, Kyle Clifton, he has a Craigslist and he sells bikes off Craigslist. So he bought the bike from him, you know, like, hey, I'm interested. Let's meet at this place. And He walked there first, and I came in about a minute after him, and that's when I had the yellow folder with all his photos in it, and I'm like, hey, man, what's up with this? Why are we removed from the FBI wanted list?
Yeah, so what were the questions that you asked him, and what were the answers that he gave?
The first thing I noticed was, and you watched the video, I'm like, hey, Luke, how you doing? Why were you removed from the FBI wanted list, number 343? And he put his hands in his back pockets, and he was grabbing his buttocks. His eyes got white. He was pale. He just got nervous. He didn't want to say anything. Then you could hear Kyle Clifton ask, do you know who Ray Epps is, about Ray Epps? And he just froze, just looked at him. I don't know who that is. And that's the moment I knew him like that. It is a true human nature of lying. You know, I asked him, like, are you a federal informant? Were you trading information on me to you to, you know, get out of something? And we were just asking, like, hey, man, if you do something, you can help thousands of January Sixers. And I even told him, like, I'm a Christian, man. If you need to get a lawyer, get a lawyer. Like, if you need help and you're in some awful situation, we could get you that help, man, and get you out of this. Because I don't know what's going through your mind, if there's something going on, but it is what it is. But ever since that happened, I haven't heard from him. His social media, he has not posted in over a year. And when that happened too, a couple weeks after that, when I was still going through my court sentencing during that time, the federal government and the prosecutors were trying to use that against me, saying I was harassing private citizens.
Why aren't they harassing this private citizen who was there and photographed with an earpiece and a gun?
That's a great question. That's what we're trying to find out. Him, Ray Epps, and I'm sure there's hundreds, maybe even thousands more of provocateurs and federal informants and FBI agents that were there that day.
Yeah,
that,
I mean, let's just be very clear here, Makaja. The FBI was kicking down doors of females that were there, pastors that were praying on the steps of the Capitol, people, grandmas that were taking selfies in the chamber as they were escorted in there, by the way, by cops in uniform who waved them in, brought them in. These are tourists taking selfies. These people were raided in violent raids, armed raids by SWAT teams in front of their kids, dragged out of their homes, embarrassed at their places of employment, you know, run down and gunned down in traffic, you know, being guns pointed at them, pulled out of their cars, you know, MRAPs and armored vehicles and fighting Bradley machines, basically on their front lawns, big standoffs, all kinds of cops, lights and sirens, just a complete embarrassment. They were brought there. They were harassed by federal prosecutors. We now know that the FBI withheld exculpatory evidence for a lot of these people. They intercepted the communications between January 6th defendants, or excuse me, prisoners of war, and their attorneys unlawfully. Like, what could go wrong? Use this government-created app to communicate with your defense attorney. What could possibly go wrong? The FBI does that. But we have a guy, two guys, but the one that we're focused on here is Luke Robinson. We have this guy who's there with a gun, in what we're supposed to believe was a violent insurrection, an uprising intended to overthrow the government. And this guy isn't being raided by the FBI. He's not being embarrassed. He's not being dragged out of his bike shop or his bike business that he operates on Craigslist. He's not being chased into the very public space where you happen to find him without any problems. The FBI doesn't seem to have any interest in that. Prosecutors don't want to talk to him at all. And we're supposed to believe that this guy is just lucky? I mean, what are we supposed to believe here?
Great question. You know, they want you to believe the government. They just want you to wrap on to them. Like, this is what happened. These are all the facts. They don't want to show you the evidence. They want to torture you. And what they did to me is, because since I confronted Luke and I was active in Phoenix doing interviews and going to rallies, they used the media against me, and they had the prosecutor. They wrote a 47-page memo on me on my sentencing with just lies and misconceptions and saying Mr. Jackson went to this rally and he may have violated his pretrial agreement, just blasting me. Anything they could do just to throw the judge off, to see if they could throw me in prison or give me some sort of ridiculous, unethical punishment that doesn't fit the crime, and not even a crime itself, for just walking into the Capitol. And Luke Robinson, D.C., you can't have a firearm in D.C., let alone concealed. He was on Capitol grounds, and you can see him in photos, wild up and smiling. That's a felony. If that was me who did that, I would have been raided. My Rottweiler would have been shot. I would have had guns in my face. I would have been thrown in a gulag. It's not even right, Stu. it's still upsetting, but I keep Jesus close. God has a bigger plan, and we're all getting the truth, and everything's unraveling on these evil people, and it's all going to hit them back.
Kevin McCarthy apparently turned over thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hours of this previously secret government surveillance film over to Tucker Carlson at the Fox News Channel. Tucker has trickled some of it out. We haven't seen all of it. I mean, obviously, if we here at our network had all of the 41-some thousand hours of this footage, we would have moved immediately just to upload it to StuPeters.com or put it on Rumble and allow everybody to see it and come to their relevant conclusions. I mean, that's the property of the people. We should be entitled to see it. He should release 100% of the tapes, and he should do it right now. He came out on Twitter saying that he was going to. He still hasn't yet. What's the threshold for how long do these people have to be wrongfully imprisoned? What we have seen, thanks to Tucker Carlson and his bravery releasing what he has released, is that this was not a violent insurrection. Chansley should be released immediately. That's the so-called Buffalo Man. The narrative that we heard about him was completely fake and false. We knew that from the very beginning on this program, but widely, the public is not aware of this stuff. And that's why all of it needs to be released right now. If Kevin McCarthy were listening to this program right now, what would you say to him?
You know, I would ask him, you know, sir, you're a member of Congress. You're with the GOP. Trump has been helping you out and guiding you. You know, yes, we've had our differences, but there are American veterans, women, grandparents, fathers, mothers, either sitting in home confinement, in the gulag, at prison, all over the country, lost their jobs, lost their families. They drained their bank accounts for attorney fees. They got shamed by their neighborhoods. You had people that committed suicide. All we ask is for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and do the right thing for this country and for these people that are being persecuted, and to have actual true justice. Not this political power where they're not using law and order. They're using political power to throw this regular working class Americans and ruining their lives. We just ask you to release all the footage and to demand justice and to come after these unlawful prosecutors and these unethical judges targeting everyday American citizens.
And then move to arrest all of the federal agents and provocateurs that were sprinkled into that crowd.
That has to happen too. These people need to be arrested, charged, convicted. What they did was a true crime of treason. January 6th was a psyop, and they staged a coup attempt to make it look like we were the ones committing the coup. And all said and done, it was by these FBI people and people within the government. That is true treason. And a true definition of a psyop, and they committed an actual coup attempt to overthrow a government and an American people.
And they murdered people, by the way. All of the other things that you said that people lost or gave up or sacrificed or went through as a result of this fake psyop, perpetuated by the corporate crime syndicate, the murderous crime syndicate known as a fake government, people also lost their lives. There are grieving family members, loved ones, children, fathers, mothers, aunts, uncles out there who lost the life of a loved one at that setup at the hands of the real Marxists who enacted the coup, which was the government, the fake government.
Yes.
Well, we're happy that you're here. And that was a very heartfelt plea to Speaker McCarthy. And we hope that he heeds that. Makaja Jackson, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Stu.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Along with criminal taxation, You have inflation. You need a hedge against inflation. How about gold and silver? Physical gold and silver. What's happening with the petrodollar right now? We're looking at the petrowon right now. Russia's no longer going to trade with the dollar when it comes to other countries that are adversarial to this country. I mean, we're watching the dollar just completely collapse. Banks are completely collapsing. Hundreds of billions of dollars are being sent to Ukraine, where all of the bodies are buried as it's related to the pedophilia cabal and bioweapons labs. Yeah, so you probably need to get out of the electronic banking system. Just yesterday, we heard Maria Z has been debanked. It's not just going to happen to Maria Z. You understand? That's going to happen to you. Protect yourself with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. When you call Gold Co., you get up to $10,000 in free silver when you mention Stu Peters. Mention Stu Peters, get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account at Gold Co. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Preparing for an imminent food crisis is just good advice. Obviously, there are supply chain disruptions manufactured intentionally. Obviously, the food source has been contaminated and poisoned. So having the food for the imminent upcoming famine is probably very important. HeavensHarvest.com, that's where they come in. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. You can get real food, not just fake rice and beans and flour and nasty garbage. Actual real food that tastes good with all of the appropriate protein. There's a $100 bucket over there right now. You get big discounts, by the way, if you use the code StuPeters10 when you check out. 10% off plus free shipping at HeavensHarvest.com. Oh, and also, yes, this is something that you need to think about. Being self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds also available at HeavensHarvest.com. So now you can grow and harvest the same things that your great-grandparents did. Live off the land. Be self-sufficient. Heirloom seeds and buckets of food available right now. Go to HeavensHarvest.com. Again, HeavensHarvest.com. Welcome back. So it's tough to be a pundit these days. What with the range of allowed opinions being more narrow than at any time in our lives. You say the right thing or you're not welcome back. Say the wrong thing, you're canceled completely. You're going to get fired. Say what we paid you to say or else. That's how it works. But it might be even tougher to be a comedian these days. Yeah, because this regime is unhappy if you speak out against them, as evidenced by this show, obviously. But it's absolutely enraged if you make fun of them. Tyrants cannot stand ridicule or mockery. And that's exactly why so many of these comedians that are just shoved in our faces by these major platforms are so miserably bad. Saturday Night Live, for example, hasn't been funny in, oh, I don't know, a decade. Netflix and HBO vomit out countless comedy specials that are miserably unfunny yet shoved in your face. Late night TV comedy is dead, replaced by some body snatched version where hacks like Stephen Colbert just simply repeat woke talking points to mindless applause from drones in the audience. Even the most popular comedians aren't immune from getting canceled. Dave Chappelle, for example, has had his own shows shut down because of transgenderism jokes in some of his prior stand-up routines. And if Dave Chappelle isn't immune, then nobody is, of course. Jimmy Dore is a based comedian and host of The Jimmy Dore Show, and he joins us now. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, of course. I mean, do you agree, obviously, that
we have shared pain.
This is not comedy.
When you mentioned Stephen Colbert, it's just like a knife in my stomach, man. It's like I used to love and admire that guy. He was a hero. I think he did the best political, satirical, comedic program ever in the history. I think it was great. And it turns out the reason why he was so able to do that character on his Stephen Colbert Report show is because that person is in him, right? He didn't have to go far to channel that. He was channeling something, and it was something in his unconscious, his shadow. He is that person. And I have a theory about people who focus, the people who are the most triggered by Trump, the people who focus the most on Trump and who pretend like he's the cause of all our problems are the people who are most like Trump in their shadow, right? So there's a concept in Jungian theory, right, that you, whatever you hate about someone else can tell you something about yourself. Whatever annoys you about the other person can tell you something about yourself, because that's the part of yourself that you have pushed into your unconscious that's in you. And so I never got triggered by Trump, right? I always saw Trump as a game show host, which is what he was, a billionaire game show host that the establishment loved. They loved. They gave him a network television show for 10 years. They celebrated him, right? And they all went to each other's kids' weddings. They all went played golf together. They all went to Epstein Island together. They loved them. They're in the class solidarity, right? And so the people who are the most triggered by Trump, so that's how I look at Trump. So when I hear Trump, I get upset at the system. that gave us Trump. And the system that gave us Trump is because people who voted for Barack Obama twice weren't going to vote for Hillary Clinton because they voted for Barack Obama twice and their lives got worse. And so people had it with the system, right? Because the Democratic Party turned their back on workers. And when they did that, that's why they have to hyper-focus on identity politics. And that's the world we're living in now. And that's and now everything is reported through the corporate-bought media. Let's remember that Big Pharma funds corporate news 70%,
absolutely,
right?
Yes.
And everything's brought to you by Pfizer. And so my point is that the identity politics, the reason why we're talking about all these things, is because the corporate news is in bed with the establishment. They are the establishment. They're owned by a handful of billionaires. And now the establishment favors the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party because they have also turned their backs on workers, which you saw when the Democrats told you you had to vote Democrat in the midterms because you had to save democracy. And the first thing they did when they saved democracy was institute fascism and crush a railroad worker. Strike. So the coming together of corporations and government to screw the citizen is what fascism is, according to Mussolini, who was pretty good at it. And that's exactly what the Democrats did. Every one of them voted to strike, to crush the workers' union. That's their right to organize. And what are they organizing over? A sick pay. So that's why we're hyper-focused on stuff like this. And the reason why they have to go after Trump like this is because he's going to win if he runs again, and they know it. Because again, people are willing to vote for a billionaire game show host. People know what Trump is. I remember I interviewed a guy who was a chef at a Waffle House in Virginia, and it was right before the 2016 election. And he said, Jimmy, I didn't interview him. Someone else had interviewed him. And I interviewed him. Anyway, he said, Jimmy, we knew Donald Trump is a loudmouth Yankee who should have had his ass kicked a long time ago, but we're desperate. And he's promising us something, whereas he isn't. And so that people are desperate. And they're done with, they've seen what the Republicans and the Democrats do to them. Workers haven't had a raise since 1980. People think that the democracy was stolen on January 6th, or they were trying to overturn our government. Your democracy was stolen decades ago by corporations, which is why 80% of workers live paycheck to paycheck. Half the country can't afford a $400 emergency, and 50% of wage earners earn $30,000 or less. Not because of Russia, not because of Trump, but because under January 6th, but because your government has been systematically bought by corporations. And by the way, there's only six of them that own all the media right now, which is why people think that Ukraine is really fighting against Putin and we're fighting for the Ukraine people. That's why they think that. And they also think that the COVID lockdowns were necessary and Dr. Fauci is a hero instead of a mass murdering criminal that he is.
I'm going to just go take a break. You want to continue? I mean, honestly, honestly, you're so based in hitting this right on the head. So how much of what we see in the media is real? How much of it is a construct? And then also, how many of these things that we're seeing as actual news? You know, we're seeing that, there's going to be this arrest of Donald Trump. We're seeing Republicans really fighting with Democrats. We don't have a government anymore, do we, Jimmy? We have a corporate government crime syndicate that is a murderous regime, and they don't care if you die a slow and painful death, or your kids for that matter, so long as they continue to be enriched and empowered.
You know, that sounds like hyperbole, but it isn't. I mean, we literally have a death economy, right? So Eisenhower warned us of all this. We're living through what Eisenhower warned us against, the undue influence of the military-industrial complex. Even Bernie Sanders doesn't have the balls to go against them. He won't stand up to them. He goes right along with these murderous wars, right? And every war in my lifetime is a lie, and they're all the same thing. It's because a handful of people want to go extract natural resources. Right now, this war in Ukraine is, people don't know this, is that, but the United States, people who pay attention know this because they talk about it all the time, but most people just watch the news, and the news, it's not the news. The news is a couple of billionaires hire a couple of millionaires to tell you stuff that they want you to know. And if they don't talk about it, then it's not news. Just like the Twitter files, right? So we found the unbelievable collusion of the government and social media to censor speech of Americans, which is a violation of the First Amendment. And because the news doesn't report it that way, it's not a story. It's just, oh, it's just something that's being cherry picked. It's some right wing conspiracy headed by Elon Musk. And so that's what people don't realize, right? Is that our economy is all about death. Right. So think of that. $100 billion they sent to Ukraine at the snap of a fingers. And that's because our government is 100% corrupt. So people think when they go, oh, our government has corruption problems, they think it's like, oh, Joe Biden gave his son a no-show job at an energy board in Ukraine, or Donald Trump hooked up his kid with the Saudi Arabian. So that's regular corruption. OK, so what I'm talking about is 100% corruption, that nothing can happen in our government without it being greased by corruption. Which is why we can send $100 billion to the Ukraine and without sending $100 billion to the United States. I go up on stage in Los Angeles to do stand-up comedy. Not people don't know I'm coming, right? So they're just people who showed up at a comedy club that night. So I get on stage and I'll say something like, hey, I get why you want to send $100 billion to Ukraine because you think it's helping people. But why wouldn't they send $100 billion to the United States to help our people? We got people living under every bridge. You could solve homelessness three times for $100 billion. And when I say this, people cheer because people know they're being screwed over. And the media wants us to think that you're my enemy. That when they did a controlled demolition of our economy called the lockdowns, and then they passed a $5 trillion bill, which went right into the pockets of the richest 1,000 people in this country. It didn't go into the pockets of workers, which is what FDR did. They didn't do that, right? So people know now they're onto a scam, that we live in a rapacious oligarchy, and they won't even take care of their own people. And they can because there's no corruption to grease the wheels to take care of homelessness in America, or to make sure people get health care without going bankrupt, or an education that doesn't bankrupt them, or a living wage, or infrastructure. How about we fix the bridges people live under? Can we at least do that? We won't even do that. This is how all empires end. We have 1,000 military bases around the world right now. Nobody even comes close to that. What does China have? 3? Russia have 4? It's nothing like that. This is how all empires, we have 400 military bases surrounding China since the end of the Korean War. We just put 3 more in the Philippines. 3 more. They just did it like 3 or 4 weeks ago. So we have, and this is how all empires end, and they're doing it right in our faces. And all these wars are manufactured. Libya was a war because anyway, they're all just like Iraq. They're all constructed. In fact, if you listen to General Westmoreland, right? Not Westmoreland, General Wes Clark. He talked about after 9/11, he went into the Pentagon and they showed him a list of the countries that they were getting ready to invade. They had this list drawn up way before 9/11, and it was Syria, it was Libya, it was Iraq, it was Iran, it was Somalia. So here we are doing all these things. And now Ukraine, they've been trying to do Ukraine for a long time. They've been ramping up to it. So if you watch the corporate media, you'll never know that we've been actually provoking Putin to invade Ukraine by shelling the Russian-speaking people in the Donbass for 8 straight years, killing 16,000 of them. And they doubled the shelling in the months up to the invasion, provoking it. This is what they've always wanted. Angela Merkel admitted it. So, and then Joe Biden admitted that he was going to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline. And they, how we find out, they had a plan to do it before Putin ever invaded Ukraine. This is just another economic war. We don't want Germany coming together with Russia. And that we've always feared that because they got the natural resources and Germany's got the engineering and the capital. And we don't want them coming together. We blew up their goddamn pipeline. And so I don't know why the European people are putting up with this. I guess they're just being bullied by NATO. And I think that's what it is. But I think that's coming to an end because what they always said we should be afraid of Trump doing, Trump's going to make the world not respect us and he's going to alienate all our neighbors. Well, that's exactly what's happening right now. The Joe Biden administration, and they are alienating all our neighbors, and they're now forming new power centers. BRICS is happening, right? Russia and China is coming together. Now, Russia's going to sell oil right to China instead of getting it from the Saudis. The Saudis started selling oil in other denominations, which undermines our petrodollar, which is going to kill our economy. This is what they said Trump was going to do, and they're the ones doing doing it, and they act like it's the Christian thing to do, and all they know is to do is double down. Why? Because the people who actually run this country, the corporations, military-industrial complex, and Wall Street, can make a short-term profit by doing things like this. They're now selling more liquefied natural gas, aren't they, to Europe? Yes, because we blow up their goddamn pipeline, and we're selling $100 billion in weapons to go to Ukraine. So they're getting their puck. So that's why this is happening, and they don't care. They're going to do it until this country is completely dissolved. They don't care. And people need to wake up to that. You're not my enemy. I'm not your enemy. Our enemy is the oligarchy that is doing all this right now and is going to crush everybody.
Where are the actual levers of power?
Their actual legal powers are in Wall Street. They're in, you know, the richest zip code is right around D.C., right? So those are all the defense contractors, big pharma. So there's like six big sectors of the economy that run the government. And those people don't work for you, which is why you can't. We pay 10 times more for every drug in this country than they do in any other country.
So
right?
Is the downfall of the American government what's best for the American people right now? The complete destruction of the American government.
I think I don't know what that would look like. I'm not advocating that. What I am advocating for is the people that you get in the streets like the truckers did in Canada. And you have to that's the only way you can grab power back is you have to make the rulers afraid of you. You know, let's remember, I think it was Thomas Jefferson who said, you know, when the government fears people, you have democracy. When the people fear the government, you have tyranny. And that's we're living in a tyranny right now. And it's a corporatocracy. It's an oligarchy. Your government has been stolen decades ago from you. When are people going to get upset about that? And I don't know a way to really, you know, Woody Harrelson has a quote, right? So he said the problem of the whole world is that every government is run by a bunch of rich guys working for a bunch of richer guys, and nobody knows what to do about it because nobody's figured out how to fight a corporation. And that's where we are, because we're completely run by corporations, and this is what it looks like. This is the snake eating its own tail. We don't care if we wreck our country. We're giving ourselves that $5 trillion, by the way, that CARES Act. That just created inflation, and it just made the rich already richer, and it crushed everybody else. And here's a fact that people don't know in America, that when they shut down the economy in other countries, in other Western countries, they paid their workers. The government paid their salaries. They didn't leave people at home scrambling in anxiety, not knowing what to do. They paid them. We couldn't even get a $2,000 check out of this government. And people don't know that happened. The rest of the country, they took care of their workers. We didn't in America. And people don't know that. Why? Because the billionaire-owned corporate media doesn't want people to know that. So they don't know that.
So let's get really hyperbolic and filled with tinfoil hat conspiracies here. But from where we sit, it looks like this whole war in Ukraine, which you absolutely accurately describe, but that's only beginning to touch the surface of what's actually happening. A lot of bodies are buried in Ukraine. And we know that Victoria Nuland confirmed over 2 dozen bioweapons labs there that are operated by our Pentagon. I mean, we got the pedophilia cabal running rampant over there. All of the Epstein people know this. It goes on and on and on. You talked about the empire of lies. If they stop telling lies about their old lies, the whole empire of lies just crumbles. So they have to continuously double down. The, you know, Russian boogeyman called Vladimir Putin, who now has an arrest warrant issued by the International Criminal Court, can't go anywhere other than, I think, China without the threat of arrest. This is the guy
he could come to the United States because we don't participate in the International Criminal Court.
Yeah, well, let's bring him here to the United Nations to tell people what's really going on. What's really going on is that he kicked the Rothschild criminal central banking cabal out of his country and wants no part of this one world governance, isn't it?
You know what? I don't know anything about that. That's news to me. Is that what he did?
I don't know. Yeah, he kicked the central banking criminal cabal out of his country. He's erected like 40,000 churches. He's a Orthodox Christian who said, no, I don't want NATO expanding further east. Why? Well, because NATO is designed for one thing only, and that is to fight Russia. NATO, by the way, is just a storefront. It's a cover for a drug smuggling and weapons trading operation. Basically, it's 100% the United States of America. Why don't you just say it's the United States? We fund the thing almost 100%. It's a storefront selling burritos out the front and fentanyl and porn out the back. NATO is fake. Our government is fake. Everything is a construct, all of it, 100% of it. We have been hijacked by a corporate government crime syndicate, as Jimmy Dore just plainly explained for everybody to hear. I wish we had an hour together. By the way, what are you doing later? Can we get together for a drink or something? I mean, more and more people have to hear this, Jimmy. And so how do we take the narrative back in this country without people that are so afraid to speak out because of what happened on January 6th? They don't want to go to jail. They don't want to lose their jobs for refusing a vaccine or having the wrong opinion or for having voted for Trump, even though voting is rigged and elections are fake. If they admit that, they could lose everything. How do we take the narrative back?
Boy, you really said a lot there. I don't know, isn't it funny they gave $2 billion in free media ad time to Donald Trump, and then they blame $50,000 in Facebook ads on the election being swung? Isn't that funny? And there's audio tapes, which I played on my show, of Les Moonves, the former head of CBS, during the election of Donald Trump, saying, it might be bad for America, but it's great for CBS, baby. And they're all cheering and they're all yay. I mean, that's who's really running our country. And it's as long as it makes a profit, that's what corporations are. They're amoral. They're not immoral or they're not moral. All they do is they go towards a profit. And if a profit means putting, if profit means pretending that a virus is way more deadly than it is, so they can mandate a unproven medical treatment that actually makes you sicker, they don't give a because they're going to make more money. Just why they sold you Vioxx. They knew Vioxx was going to give people heart attacks. They knew it was going to kill like 50,000 people, but they knew they would also make $6 billion and then the fine would be less than that. So they did it. So I don't know how do we take our country back? I guess that's the question. The problem with America, and this is the, I don't know how you break this problem, is that Americans are the most propagandized people in the entire world. Yeah. And the problem is they don't know that they are. Like, at least when there was the Soviet Union, those people, when they saw the news, they knew it was bullshit. They knew it was coming. It was propaganda, most likely. In America, they think Rachel Maddow's telling them the truth. They think Chris Hayes is telling them the truth. He's a nerd. Nerds don't lie. She's gay. Homosexuals are moral. That's what people think. And she wouldn't lie. She's a complete liar. She lied about COVID. She's lying about the Ukraine war right now at the top of her lungs, just like anybody. She sounds like Henry Kissinger. Actually, Henry Kissinger's telling the truth about the Ukraine war more than Rachel Maddow is.
And MSNBC, by the way, is no different than Fox News. We don't have some conservative news outlet that's fair and balanced telling you the damn truth here.
That is such a good point. You know, Russell Brand brought this up and he said they all work for the same people. The only difference is on Fox News, they have Tucker Carlson and they squashed his advertising already, right? So they already painted him as a racist. So the normal advertisers or mainstream advertisers don't advertise on his show, which gives him freedom, actually. And so now he's the only one telling the truth about Ukraine. Which is wild, right? And he's what some people would say, he's out lefting CNN and MSNBC. He's just telling the truth about the war. That's not left or right. And so, but you're correct. They all serve the exact same people. They all hate Bernie Sanders. They all hate grassroots movements. I'm talking Fox News, CNN, and I did an anti-war rally and Rachel Maddow covered it and called us all a bunch of kooks, right? And, you know, what am I was a Democratic voter until I was 2016. These are American citizens wanting peace and the corporate media is there to smear them. They don't tell you the truth. Actually, they ran a regular reporter from NBC News out to an anti-war rally in Washington, D.C. I was just a part of. And they just did like a regular report at like 9 a.m. on MSNBC. Well, they got rid of it. They didn't put that up on their website. They scrubbed it. And then they showed Rachel Maddow. That's the one they went where she called them all crazies and kooks and this. But the regular MSNBC reporter who didn't get the memo just went and covered it like a regular news story. Like, oh, these people want peace in Ukraine. And aren't they nice people? Right. And then they got rid of that. So the question is, how do we take it back? I don't know how you get people to realize that they're propagandized, because when you sit down with these people and I go, where do you get your news from? And people say, I read three newspapers a day. Yeah, one's owned by Jeff Bezos, who's in bed with the CIA, and he's the richest man in the world. How many people you think he hires who wants to tell the truth about him?
Yeah, but I'm on Twitter. I'm on Twitter now, and my speech is free there because of Elon Musk, you know, the same guy that wants to put a chip in your brain with Neuralink and control your thoughts and your dreams and your memories. and your behaviors ostensibly. I don't know. I'm not convinced that he's still a champion of free speech. Something's going on here, obviously, and I think that something really big is going to happen internationally.
Is that real? Did he say he wants to put a chip in your brain?
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, he runs Neuralink. That's his invention.
What is that? What is Neuralink?
This is where you put chips in people's brains to control their thoughts and their dreams and their memories and their behaviors.
I have seen a videotape of Klaus Schwab saying something like that.
Yeah. There's a sit-down interview actually with Elon Musk that largely hasn't been seen. We've aired it here a couple of times.
He says
these things out loud. And it's, I think Elon is a very emotional guy. I think he reacts to things very emotionally. He's a regular guy who just happens to be like a freaking insane billionaire with weird ideas, Starlink, and we're told that that's meant for our convenience, right? Starlink. Okay, well, first of all,
what is that?
This is the data transfer that happens in space, right? But we lost the technology to get back to the moon, of course. Why doesn't the president just use the corded phone to call the moon again? Or, the radios that go all the way there somehow without having a repeater. I mean, literally, you have to question everything at this point. We live under the empire of lies. And you're right. Until we take the narrative back, the only way to do it is by convincing people, look, you live under the empire of lies. You live under a corporate autocracy here. And they're going to – the goal here is to imprison you, in digital and in virtual and in physical prisons to control your behavior. And that is the definition of fascism. And that's what we're seeing happen here in this country. I've got about a minute left. Jimmy, final words.
Oh, well, anyway, it's nice to meet you. I haven't actually seen your show. I'm going to check out your show now. And it's nice to, I live in a little bubble myself.
Yeah.
And so it's good to always expand. And it's always good to, I come on anybody's show at any time because I want to talk to their people. And I want to remind people that other Americans aren't my enemy. Other Americans are my neighbor. And I'm not going to blame my neighbor for the pain being inflicted on me by the oligarchy. And the way the oligarchy does it is it gets their corporate news to report every story that makes it seem like it's either with us or against us, with COVID or lockdowns or vaccines or climate change or the wars or anything. It's all it's with us or against us. And it's got to be us together against them. It's no longer left, right. It's top down. And we got to come together. You're my brother, not my enemy. I love all Americans.
I couldn't agree more. Instead of hating the guy because he's, a different political party, how about you hate the system that created the division between you and all of those that you have been taught and programmed to hate? If you're going to fight for your country. This is the problem that we have with people like Toby Keith in this. We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. All these boomers running around out here cheering for bomb that country. Regime change here. Because, we have to bring about democracy when the only thing that we've brought about is international slavery and we've taught the importance of transgenderism to warlords and looked the other way while they raped little boys, enriching the fat cats in the D.C. Beltway. It's sick. Jimmy Dore, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Okay, good to see you. Talk to you later.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu. For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
So just the other day, a Southwest Airlines pilot departing out of Las Vegas became incapacitated mid-flight. Here we go again. This pilot had to be taken off of the flight deck, and his spot was replaced by another non-Southwest pilot who just happened to be commuting on that plane. Now, this would take ordinary people by surprise, but not anybody who listens to this program. No, because as was first reported on Steve Kirsch's Substack and then later on this show, last October, the FAA actually weakened the cardiac health requirements for piloting a plane. Seriously, they've expanded the EKG range that a pilot can have so drastically that it can even include pilots with mild cardiac injuries. A cardiac injured pilot can fly your plane. And remember, besides the inherent danger of letting pilots with any health dangers at all pilot a jet carrying dozens or even hundreds of people, flying itself is mildly stressful to the heart. So we only want people to be doing it if their heart health is beyond question. But no, instead we're doing the exact opposite. All while authorities insist that everything is fine, there's nothing to see here. That's not all. Newly disclosed data from the U.S. military shows that there was a massive 130% surge in myocarditis cases in the U.S. military in 2021. The year the vaccines were forced onto every serving member of the armed forces. Now, that date is important. The authorities told us that COVID could cause myocarditis. In fact, it caused even more serious myocarditis than the shots did. But we had the big COVID outbreak in 2020. No myocarditis surge in the military then. No, it only came with the fake vaccine bioweapon poison. So they just lied to us. And all of this data wasn't even given to us by the military just suddenly having some spasm of honesty. No, it had to be downloaded and leaked to Senator Ron Johnson by a whistleblower. And myocarditis wasn't the only health problem that surged out of nowhere in 2021. Pulmonary embolisms rose 41.2%. Ovarian dysfunction increased by 38%. Ill-defined descriptions of heart disease also went up by 38%. That's the story everywhere in the empire of lies. Ignore the studies, ignore the radical changes to everything, ignore the evidence that's right before your eyes. Josh Yoder is an airline pilot with U.S. Freedom Flyers and the president of U.S. Freedom Flyers, and he joins us now. Josh, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hi, Stu. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so what does this tell you?
Well, it tells me that we're seeing an increasing trend of issues that need to be addressed. And unfortunately, the Federal Aviation Administration seems to have turned a blind eye. Federal Air Surgeon Susan Northrop, she's the top doctor at the FAA. And only a few months ago, she said that there were no signs of pilot incapacitation or any issues having to do with the vaccine, even though that we know many vaccine-injured pilots have contacted her directly. They copied me on emails and also on text messages that they personally sent to Susan Northrop. And yet there's been crickets. It's been absolute silence out of the FAA. And just in the past 2 weeks now, I've been aware of actually just another pilot incapacitation that happened on March 8th. I found out about it this morning. So that would be six incapacitations now in 2 weeks that we're aware of. So we're not saying that everything is vaccine related, but what we are seeing is an increasing trend that needs to be addressed. And unfortunately, no one wants to address the issue because it comes with liability.
How many years did you pilot a commercial airliner?
I've been flying commercially since 2014.
Okay. Has cardiac issues been a major thing since you started flying? I mean, is this normal?
No, it's not normal. It's definitely something that started in 2021. And this is what U.S. Freedom Flyers was warning about all the way back in August of 2021. And we've been consistent in our messaging. On December 15th of 2021, we actually sent a letter to the Federal Aviation Administration warning them of the impending rates of myocarditis. We, cited, VAERS data and military DMED data in that report, as well as pilots themselves who had been incapacitated and were experiencing cardiac issues. So for them to say that they weren't aware of this issue is a bold-faced lie. And it's going to take the American people standing up and demanding answers before I think we see action.
I'm not trying to sensationalize here. But, you know, when you say that we're not saying that everything is related to these bioweapon injections, what else could it be? If this uptick just happened in 2021, why all of a sudden the last 2 weeks, six incapacitated pilots? I mean, it's amazing that these planes haven't fallen from the sky and blown up and killed everybody on them. It's a miracle. What else could you attribute it to?
We do know, Stu, that many of them are vaccine related. I have not confirmed the Southwest 6013 departing Las Vegas. We're still waiting for more information to come in on that. But I have a personal friend who was just recently cleared to go back to work. And this is after he had developed myocarditis right after getting his first shot. This was back in the fall of 2021. You know, he did the right thing. He actually grounded himself. He did receive medical care. And just recently, he received a clearance letter from the FAA, you know, once he finished his treatments, that stated that he did have vaccine-induced myocarditis, the very thing that Susan Northrup said isn't happening. So what you're seeing as far as public statements go out of the FAA is contradictory to what we're seeing in private communications.
Yeah, well, we don't know that it was as a result of the fake vaccine poison for the Southwest pilot, but we're going to assume that it was until it's proven otherwise. We wouldn't have heard from Southwest at all had it not been for your tweet. Nearly 4 million views here. Quote, I'm being notified by passengers on a Southwest flight departing Las Vegas that the captain became incapacitated soon after takeoff this morning. He was removed from the flight deck and replaced by a non-Southwest pilot who was commuting on that flight. This is now the fifth, but now we know sixth, incapacitation that I'm aware of in the past 2 weeks. I will post more details as soon as they become available. Had it not been for your tweet, would we have heard from Southwest at all on this?
It would have been absolute silence. As a matter of fact, Southwest is known to cover up any of these types of events. I mean, no airline wants this getting out. It's bad PR for them. But considering their totalitarian and heavy-handed approach as it pertained to the vaccine mandates, you know, back in the fall of 2021, I think that, you know, the time for amnesty has passed. It's time that we hold these people accountable and that we point out their flaws and in hopes of actually constituting change.
Yeah. I remember a time, I think I'm old enough to remember a time where when this kind of thing happened, the airline was out there saying, holy smokes, this thing happened. The reason why they're hiding it is because it's absolutely attributed to these bioweapon injections being falsely referred to as safe and effective vaccines. They're a weapon. Southwest Airlines responded with not responding at all. This is just a word salad, but I'm going to go ahead and give it because they did give a response to your tweet. Quote, on Wednesday, March 22nd, Southwest Flight 6013 from Las Vegas to Columbus, Ohio, returned to Las Vegas after departure when one of our pilots required medical attention. The flight landed safely and returned to the gate. We commend the crew for their superb airmanship and professionalism in the handling of this event. The flight was recrewed and our passengers transported to CMH. We appreciate our customers' patience and understanding regarding the situation. For privacy reasons, we can't share any additional information on the pilot's condition. What kind of a non-response is that exactly? What does that tell you?
That tells me that they were forced into making a public response. I called for that on Twitter. I asked them specifically to provide more information surrounding this issue. And there was a lot of public pressure, as you could see in the comments. Other people were tagging Southwest and sharing that post, which ultimately, you know, forced them into making a statement. But I don't believe you would have heard anything about it had it not been for that.
Will this ever stop? I mean, this isn't going to stop. It's only going to continue. I mean, these tyrannical, overreaching, unconstitutional pilot coerced injections are continuing, aren't they? Are they being encouraged to get their boosters, if that's what you want to call them?
They are. They are, in fact. They are being encouraged. It's no longer being forced at most airlines. But unfortunately, you know, they've worked themselves into a position of civil and criminal liability for what they've done. And this isn't going to stop until we put in place effective screening programs rather than lowering the standards at the FAA. We need to bring in additional screening. We need to make sure that we're catching, especially these neurological and cardiac issues early so that the pilot can receive help, because we know myocarditis, you know, most cases are subclinical, something around 54%. And if left untreated, it has a 20% mortality rate within 2 years and a 50% mortality rate within 5 years. Those are significant numbers. And I think, you know, decisive action is required. Many pilots now that are concerned, they're taking products like Cardio Miracle. They're doing the protocols that are being put out by the FLCCC and others, and they are taking action and trying to prevent these types of issues. But unfortunately, it's not being encouraged by the airlines. The FAA certainly isn't doing any screening. The screening that the FAA currently does for pilot heart health, it has been insufficient for a long time. And now, given the specific issue of myocarditis, there is no screening the FAA does that will catch that.
I think everybody should be taking this Cardio Miracle, not just pilots. There's peer-reviewed studies out there that show that this stuff actually increases the nitric oxide in the blood, which is extremely important for reducing the likelihood of this microclotting that we're finding. And this is like a medical miracle. You can find that stuff, by the way, at highpowerheart.com. If you want this Cardio Miracle, go to highpowerheart.com. Every pilot should be taking it. I think we should be going the other way, though, completely. Not only should we say, well, we're not going to require these shots for our pilots anymore. No, we're going to ban them and make it illegal for you to take them. No pilot should be taking these at all whatsoever. They are dangerous. They are deadly. They are poison. They are toxic. They are weapons. We're going to ban them. The FAA should step in right now to protect all of its pilots, but more importantly, to protect the flying public overall. Don't you agree?
I do agree. And this is why U.S. Freedom Flyers is actually bringing litigation against the FAA to force them to stop the shot programs. If we can start it at the federal regulator level, we then essentially shut down the shot program across all airlines because the airlines can't mandate or encourage a medication that the FAA doesn't allow.
It's not a medication. Unfortunately, the time, by the way,
it's not a medication.
It's a weapon. I agree.
It's a bioweapon.
Yep.
This is where we are now. The time for dialogue is over. We've tried dialogue with the FAA. We presented them with all the evidence. And rather than publicly address it or even address it internally, they're just turning a blind eye and they're continuing to push the shots.
It's criminal. I'm going to say it again because I've said it multiple times. There needs to be sheriffs that go and seize these weapons. They're weapons. People are currently under attack with a weapon. If there was an active shooter at a school, the sheriff wouldn't wait to call the governor. He wouldn't wait to call Merrick Garland. No, he would go and he would save those kids. We're actively being assaulted with a weapon. How many people have to die? We're all going to die if a sheriff doesn't come in and stop these things. Go seize the weapons. Seize the weapons. Back in the 80s, there was Tylenol, I think, in Chicago that had cyanide in it. They went and they seized all the bottles of Tylenol, not just the ones with cyanide, because guess what? They didn't know which ones they were because it no longer became Tylenol. It now became poison. So that's what we have here. This is a poison. They need to be seized. Governor DeSantis doesn't want to do it. There's no governor with the balls to go and do this. There's no sheriff with the balls in the entire country. There's not one sheriff that can recognize, yeah, I need to go and seize the weapons. Your people are being assaulted right now. Pilots are being assaulted. That means that the flying public is being assaulted. Anybody who's around people who have been injected with one of these things is being assaulted. Shedding is real. The people who manufactured this thing, by the way, at the request of our Department of Defense as a weapon, they know. They know that this shedding is real. They put it in their own paperwork. People are in extreme danger, being assaulted, being killed right now, actively. The sheriffs need to seize these weapons. That's what they are. They're weapons. A sheriff can't go and seize a vaccine, but we don't have a vaccine out here, Josh. We have a weapon out here. The FAA should go and they should stop these things. They should ban any pilot from taking them. They should say, if you have taken these things, the scrutiny for your medical condition needs to go way up. Your health needs to go, your scrutiny, your examinations, they need to be more intense, not less. U.S. Freedom Flyers has been on this from the very beginning. We appreciate this, your litigation against the FAA. How can people support U.S. Freedom Flyers, by the way, which we highly encourage?
People can go to usfreedomflyers.org if they would like to donate there. Obviously, you know, any amount of assistance is greatly appreciated. And this is something that's going to take public outcry. It's going to take public support. It's far greater than just airline pilots. You know, we can't do this alone. We're going to need you to get behind us as passengers to truly bring fundamental change to our industry.
That's right. Yes. We need to call God's army right now. It's going to take a whole lot more than just Josh Yoder. But you have the courage and the bravery to be out there speaking on behalf of these pilots whom I've spoken to at events who are extremely grateful for the efforts of U.S. Freedom Flyers. They don't want this crap in their blood. They don't want to take this stuff. They know what it's doing to them, which is why, by the way, they're taking this cardio miracle stuff. Again, that's highpowerheart.com if you want that. And please support U.S. Freedom Flyers by going to usfreedomflyers.org. This is a big deal. Josh, thank you so much for bringing this to everybody's attention, which we would not have known about had it not been for you and your tweets and the pressure that you're putting on these people. You're storming the gates of hell, and you're taking the fight right to the enemy, and we appreciate it. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Stu.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID, but I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America! temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
We've learned a whole lot about the benefits of CBD and all of the things that you can treat naturally using CBD derived from hemp, derived from God's earth. My CBD company is Curable. It's a family-owned business. All the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. You can treat joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies. Even people with Parkinson's disease report positive results using CBD. It's CBD that you know where it came from instead of, you know, China or in some corner store in the hood in the ghetto. Use this company, Curable, K-U-R-I-B-L. Go to Curable.com. By the way, if you have a kid with ADHD, rather than filling them with neurotoxins and shoving poisons down their throat, please try CBD. We're passionate about treating our kids right, prolonging their lives, giving them every opportunity to have a wonderful life. So stop shoving poisons in their mouth. Try CBD from Curable, the family-owned business where all the hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. Plus, get 20% off site-wide when you use promo code STEW when you go to Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune system. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California. We drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Welcome back. So in the science fiction movie Elysium, civilization has developed a special type of bed. This bed can automatically cure pretty much any kind of illness or injury for someone placed onto it. You got cancer? Bam, it's zapped away. You lost an arm, it grows you a new one. Do you have your face blasted to pieces? It could just reassemble it right there. But that's just all the stuff from science fiction movies. Or is it? Well, for years, there's been rumors and theories swirling around about so-called med beds. Yeah, these are high-tech beds that are used by deep state elites to heal their injuries and extend their lives. Is it real? Well, Christopher Key of vaccine-police.com says he can confirm the existence of med beds because he says that he's acquired one himself. Whoa! Christopher Key joins us now. Christopher, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
What's up, Stu? I did not say that. I said I have the keys to life med bed. I believe the government does have med beds, but guys, I wouldn't touch that technology with a 10-foot pole when it comes to market because I don't trust my government for nothing. They're satanic, they're Luciferian. We do have confirmation from people that these beds are available, but it's only for those government officials. And guys, I would stay away from them. But right here in Boynton Beach, Florida, this right here, brother, is the Keys to Life med bed, okay? What you're going to see behind me is a bed that's going to begin to rotate. Why is it rotating, Stu? Because in rotation, you become in fight or flight. You know, this is why they were able to program us so simply with this COVID vaccine and whatnot, because they put fear into our mind. So what we're doing right here, you're putting you in fight or flight, and then we're going to analyze your frequency. And we're going to be able to see, Stu, exactly what frequencies your temple is missing. And then we're going to be able to put those frequencies of God back into the temple using binary beats, using light and sound frequencies. And again, people may not believe this is real, and that's why I always tell them, Stu, if this is not real, guys, you got to try my pain chip. This right here proves to you that this technology is real, and you can take any pain you have in your body, put this where the pain is. The pain will be greatly decreased. It's not God. And if I can do this with this little chip, if God can do this through us with this little chip, just imagine what can happen if you can put more energy into the temple. Because I believe here in Boynton Beach, Florida, we don't treat, prevent, or cure anything. We make no claims in any form of the fashion. We have fellowship and frequencies. We give all the glory to God. And this temple, brother, will heal itself from any and all things. It will do it, man.
Who is it, by the way, that developed this spinning bed behind you?
This guy's name is Ralph. He's a man of God. He's a friend of mine, and he is a man of God. And that's what's so important here, because this technology now has been on the market for over 20 years, and not many people know about it.
So what kind of results are you seeing with people that come down there and they spin in this Keys to Life med bed?
Stu, you want me dead, okay? I mean, I don't treat, prevent, and do anything. I can't we do amazing things. Through us, God does amazing things. And the temple is what heals everything. This just shows your body what it needs so that the body can begin to get on the course of healing itself. Because God spoke and we work. Everything is frequency, brother. Everything's frequency.
Speaking of healing itself, you've got a product that I use. It's the IGF-1 product. This comes from deer antler velvet from a special herd of deer in New Zealand. Tell the people about that. I take it. And I'm telling you, this is the product that we originally advertised with the tagline, make men men again. And I don't know if it's, I don't know. Look, we need more men in this country, to be honest with you, because we really have a lot of milquetoast soy boys running around who are even scared to say, hey, this is not a vaccine. It's a weapon. I'm a sheriff. I have to go seize weapons. I can't allow people to be attacked by weapons in my county, so I have to go and seize them. But yet we don't have any of this. Maybe these sheriffs should be taking this IGF-1. Tell us about that.
Brother, they should be taking. That's why every NFL, PGA, Major League Baseball, that's why all those players were taken. That's why it was banned, because it worked so very well. Dr. Lentini, this man brought this product to market nearly 24 years ago because his nephew had ALS, and he wanted to find something to help him with ALS. And I believe this product is amazing to build the body, to give the body the nutrients it needs to rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate. If you talk to any anti-aging doctor in the world, Stu, they will tell you, if you want to stay young, you want to keep your mojo, you want to do synthetic HGH. But the average person like myself can't afford it. It's $4,000 a month, okay? It's synthetic, and you have to inject it in your subcutaneous fat. And then when you do that, your liver transfers it again to IGF-1. Insulin-like growth factor. Dr. Lentini has his deer farms in New Zealand. Their antlers, the deer, they're the fastest growing substance on planet Earth. They literally grow an inch a day. Why they grow so fast, too, is a high concentration of IGF in the tips. They've been able to freeze dry it out, put into a lipo delivery system that his scientists invented. They have the patent that gives your temple 98% absorption. But more importantly, Stu, they have the studies to show that if you do the 300,000, which is what you and I do, it increases your IGF-1 levels by 60%. This is going to give your body those nutrients it needs to rebuild, regrow, rejuvenate, to build your immune system. And we got the special right now. Anybody that goes to the getigf1.com, they buy one bottle, they get the second bottle free, and we'll give them a free bottle of Long Jack. Guys, yes, you have to get on auto ship. You can cancel it anytime, but you give this 90 days. You give this 90 days, I believe your temple will be changed. And to close out everything, guys, you got to get the toxins out. And that's why Dr. Lentini developed glutathione that tastes like candy and is 98% absorption, brother. Vaccine-police.com, getigf1.com. Real quick, that's G as in God, E as in energy, T as in Trump, I as an idiot. Yes, he's a freaking idiot for bringing this bioweapon to market that's going to kill billions of people. G as in God, F as in frequency, the number 1.com. Love you, brother.
IGF1.com. Getigf1.com. Getigf1.com. Hey, just real quick, I want people to understand that this isn't some kind of like toxic substance either. I mean, this stuff is naturally found in the body, correct? I mean, this is something that our bodies already produce, but the way that I've researched it, as we age, the natural production levels of this IGF-1 just decrease, just like everything else. It's the reason people supplement protein. It's the reason people take vitamins. As they get older, they drink things like Ensure, which is probably a toxic poison. But this stuff is stuff that your body actually produces on its own. Is that right?
This is completely, totally natural. And this is what makes no sense why this was banned by the NFL, the PGA, Major League Baseball, and the NCAA, because this works. This is of God, for God, and with God. And they don't want you to have something so simple like the deer antler velvet, the IGF-1, to give your body those nutrients, because then you don't have to go to Big Pharma. Then you don't have to take the petroleum-based products.
That's it, right there. Yes, they don't want you using this stuff, staying healthy, because they control the food supply. That makes you just sick enough that you require the medication that they also have for sale. They release things into the air to keep you just sick enough so that you require the injections that they also have for sale. They gin up fear about fake viruses because you've had real sickness before, because you've been poisoned by your fake government, the murderous crime syndicate. And so now they can gin up fear about a fake virus that doesn't even exist to push you towards the bioweapon injection that they already have for sale, making trillions of dollars to exterminate you. They do not want you staying healthy. If you want to stay healthy, go to getigf1.com. Again, getigf1.com. Christopher Key, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Don't forget the paint chips, 205-936-9803, brother. Love you!
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, you know, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
So there are a lot of people who are conscious about their health. They want to burn fat. They want to get in shape. So they lift weights. They eat the right things, but yet they still struggle with fat loss. If that's you, you got to hear about this 30-second morning habit that can help to trigger your metabolism and instigate that fat loss. Sculpt Nation is one of the fastest growing brands in the fitness industry. It's launched its brand new and improved version of its best-selling thermogenic formula called Burn Evolved. Burn Evolved 2.0 has just hit the market and is now made with several research-backed and patented ingredients. Thousands of their customers already raving about it. I take it. What's unique about Burn Evolve 2.0 is it works by activating certain receptors, which means that it helps your fat cells release that stubborn fat and use it instead for energy. Go to vshred.com/stew for more information. Again, vshred.com/stew. Did you know that over 50 million adults right here in the United States suffer with sleep issues every day? If that's you, you're not alone. Sleep is the cornerstone for better health. Plus, people can't properly combat stress and anxiety. These numbers are directly correlated to this one. 75% of Americans suffer a magnesium deficiency, which helps you to combat stress and get better sleep. Magnesium Breakthrough has the 7 most critical types of magnesium all in one pill. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.